My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones. He has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Amen. Amen. Isn't that a beautiful prayer? He has filled the hungry with good things. I hope he has filled you with good things this morning with your meal, because I know he is going to fill you with good things later in your spirit. I look out across the room today and I see a lot of very, very fearless women who made it out today for this breakfast, and we're very grateful for that. But before we move into ministry, we like to the ministry phase of our breakfast, we'd like to take care of the business issues first so that we can free our minds and our hearts to be open to the movement of the Spirit in our lives as we progress through the morning. And the first order of business that we would like to address is our donations appeal. We've mentioned in the past that the cost of your ticket does not cover all of our expenses, hence the donations appeal. And every Magnificat chapter employs this practice because it's a necessity for the continuance of this ministry. And I can say from my heart that your charity, your response to the Holy Spirit from our inception has been overwhelmingly generous. It has directly contributed to our ability to maintain and support this ministry. And in so doing, you've grown our faith. You've taught us to trust the Lord that he will take care of us, and he has. And we want to really thank you from the bottom of our hearts for that. Your benevolence has allowed us to take a little different turn this one breakfast. And I'd like to take that turn right now. In the recent past, EWTN Radio has come to our state back in 2010 via LOL Radio, Light of Life Radio. LOL stands for Light of Life. It's come to our state with the vision and the hard work of a few very dedicated people, two of whom have served at every one of our breakfasts, Bob and Irene Carubia, one of the founders. Yes, yes, thank you, Jesus. LOL is our local Catholic radio. It's an affiliate of EWTN Radio and the West Virginia Catholic Radio Network. It's a nonprofit. It's run solely by volunteers. No one gets paid for anything they have done to either start up that radio station, many, 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 many hours of work and prayers, and no one gets paid for keeping it running, okay? So EWTN encourages its local stations to schedule fundraising events to keep them on the air. And these fundraisers will have EWTN radio personalities appear for promotional purposes. The radio personalities often require stipends to appear, and sometimes they're very hefty stipends. So Bob Carubia, the founder of our local Catholic radio station, LOL, asked our chapter to help sponsor the stipend of a radio personality. Now, for us, this was a complicated request because we also are registered with the federal government. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are required by law to use the funds that you donate to us solely for our purpose, solely for Magnificat. That was the intent of your donation, and it be used for Magnificat. Therefore, the law requires that that's the only way that we can use your donations. So we could not just write a check from our account to LOL Radio to help sponsor an EWTN personality at their fundraiser. We respect the intention of your donation, and we also respect and obey the law. But don't we just love the law? Because there are always exceptions to every rule. Magnificat's Constitution states that unless the collection is declared for another specific cause, those are the operative words, we must presume that it is the intent of those who respond to our appeals that these funds benefit Magnificat. So we checked with our regional representative and found out that it's more than appropriate to announce to you today that for this breakfast, we will donate 100% of our donations to LOL Radio Ministries. This morning, thank you, Jesus. This morning, we are officially declaring another specific cause. You will not be donating to Magnificat today. You will be donating to LOL Radio Ministries. So, why would we want to do this? I want to tell you why. Partly because Bob and Irene Carubia project our worship music at every breakfast. They tape record every one of our speakers and enable Regina College to make the CDs and mail them to you and when you order one. Partly because they advertise our breakfasts on LOL Radio for free. Partly because they are true servants of God and we just plain love them. But mainly because in prayer we felt prompted by the Holy Spirit to support LOL Radio. And the clincher, the real deepest reason that we felt prompted by the Holy Spirit, comes from the mission statement in our Magnificat International Constitution. This is our mission statement. Magnificat exists to evangelize and to encourage Catholic women to grow in holiness through opening more fully to the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Magnificat exists to evangelize. Operating under the letters of LOL Radio, EWTN is broadcast from Wheeling down throughout North Central West Virginia, covering nearly half of the population of our state. Did you know that the majority of West Virginians are unchurched? That means they have no church affiliation whatsoever. You know, how many here have ever listened to Catholic radio? So you know that it's evangelistic in nature. And it's also devotional. They'll play rosaries and the Angelus, the Divine Mercy. Where's the little Mary Beth Gowaldo? She and her husband have recorded a beautiful Divine Mercy. You hear them singing that on the radio. It's beautiful. They have Mass. It's catechetical. They have great teachings. It's inspirational. I know that every time I turn on the radio, I learn something about my faith that I didn't know. I'm inspired or I'm ministered into in some way. And I love those call-in talk shows. I've heard stories of non-Catholics who have tuned in and become more open to the Catholic faith. What if non-Christians accidentally turn on and hear someday and get captured by something that they hear and want to listen more? It made me think of the scripture in Romans. How are men to call upon him in whom they have not believed? That's a non-believer. How are they to believe in him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? That's why evangelization is so important. And, you know, if we donate to LOL and keep it running and on the radio, we become the evangelists. We become the preacher. Okay? And we're paying it forward. And it's a great way to share the gospel if you're just too afraid to speak about the Lord to your neighbor. You know, you can get out there and pay it forward and do it. You know, we're also fulfilling, as we do this, the main emphasis of Magnificat's mission when we evangelize. You know, not to mention our baptismal call. you know, we're also helping to fulfill that second mission of Magnificat's mission statement, which is to help women grow in holiness. You know, when we learn more about our faith, when we can grasp more of what we believe and carry it deep in our hearts, then we're more convicted and we can live it out. That's why we chose this one ministry for whom to offer this donation appeal. Magnificat International also has a special affiliation with EWTN Radio to broadcast Magnificat proclaims, and that's the airing of Magnificat speakers' personal testimonies. So there's a special connection and affiliation we have with LOL locally and EWTN internationally. Our last but not least reason also to forgo appealing for our chapter is it's just an act of faith, you know, as a part of our service team. You know, it's Lent, and we're trusting God to take care of us and meet our needs, and He has through you, for which we're very grateful. And, you know, we know He's gonna take care of us. And that's what we ask you to do now. We ask you to pray. Just take a moment. Ask the Holy Spirit, what does He want you to donate to LOL Radio today? Listen to His voice. Follow His lead. And He'll take care of you too. We know that because He's always taken care of us. If you don't have cash, you can make a check payable to LOL Radio. I think, Bob, did you have envelopes available over at the table? There's envelopes available. Or you can just put your donation in the little basket. Everybody has a little basket at their table you can put your donation in. And after the breakfast, if you want to be on the radio, they have a little recording station over here. You can go over and you can record their call letters. They come to the top of the hour, every hour they announce it. And you can be on the radio. You can hear your voice announcing the call letters for LOL Radio. And Irene Karubi over here will be available to answer any questions that you may have. And so we thank you. We bless you. We bless LOL Radio for the mission that they have taken for our state in evangelizing our people. And we just will thank you once again. Thank you.